Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold's dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. Today is May the 24th, 2016. It is a Tuesday. Just want to thank you all for tuning in to our live show today. Looking forward to it. Been kind of busy at... I'm glad to be back on air. Had to take some time off yesterday because of work and work-related priorities that I had to do. And I'm probably going to need to take some time off pretty soon here as we grind this stuff out, because we're also building our business. So it's a lot of things going on and growing. So looking forward to today's show. But let's jump into it, of course. As always, before we jump into Tando Radio Show, we got to first talk about some of the things that we need to take care of first and foremost, and that's the administrative things that are very, very important in order to keep Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs brought to you by the network on air, and that is supporting Black Talk Radio Network. Very easily, you can do that by contributing in the crowdfunding campaign that's ongoing right now, and the goal is to reach $200,000. And this is the, you can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com and look for the crowdfunding digital black media campaign that's there. And that is the crowdfunding digital black media that's there. You can hear the story, you can hear why, and what some of the things that you can do. So this is for the Black Talk Media Project. The Black Talk Media Project is having a crowdfunding campaign. And options is very easy for you to get involved in this. All you have to do is actually go ahead and right there at the webpage, you can make your donations from there. And the donation options are as follows. Option one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99. That's $24.99 or less, and you can make that payment via PayPal, or you can make that payment by check or money order. And if you decide to do a check or money order, make sure you make it payable to Black Talk Media Project. And the P.O. Box is 65 Mount Holly, North Carolina. That's P.O. Box 65 Mount Holly, North Carolina, and the zip code is 28120. That's 28120 is the zip code. Once again, make all of the checks and money orders payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with that contribution, you will receive the monthly statistic report for the radio show and the social media operations via email. So that is option one. All donations and contributions are very, very appreciated. We thank you all for that so that we can get the network where it needs to go. Now, for just one penny more, in option two, you can donate $25 or more for as a one-time contribution. In addition to receiving the email reports of the statistics and the social media, you will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. If you would like to receive more t-shirts, it's very easy. All you have to do is get donations in increments of $25. Each $25 will actually create a t-shirt for you. Excuse me, not create, but will actually allow you to acquire a t-shirt at each $25 interval contribution or donation. Basically, if you like two t-shirts, then you would donate $50, three t-shirts, $75, four t-shirts. That would be $100 for that. So that's how you can engage and get more t-shirts. That's option two. Option three, and all of this can be done by PayPal or by check money order or by credit card, and you could do that right there at the Black Talk Radio Network crowdfunding campaign. Option three, to be a monthly contributor of $25 or more, in addition to receiving the monthly email reports, your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive gifts from the network. So that is the crowdfunding campaign. Everyone, please, please, please. Scotty said he was surprised at how well it's doing, and that does not need to stop, because believe me, there are so many things that are necessary for us to do. And one of the things with your donations and your financial support is it gives the radio network energy. You know, it's so funny. We always look at, not always, but a lot of people may look at, and it's easy to look at, what is someone doing for you or how is someone paying you? And not really looking at what that really means. It means that you're transferring energy. And if we don't support certain things, then they don't have the energy in order which is necessary to survive, so they don't make it. So you can transfer financial energy to someone so that they can make it. And that's why you want to make your financial contributions to Black Talk Radio Network, so that it will be here, because it's actually provided you many things so that you can make it. So that's how you can support Black Talk Radio Network in the crowdfunding campaign. So please don't hesitate. Go today. Oh, and I just saw, crowdfunding Black Digital Media Project. I see there's a nice t-shirt. A sister has that one on there. I love that t-shirt. I tell you, this t-shirt is so cool. This is like a collector's item to me. So I got to grab a couple of more for everyone. And I'm telling you, I love this t-shirt. The t-shirt is really, really, it's striking. It's a very, very striking t-shirt. Great, any person can wear this, and it will enhance your overall energy and your appearance. So that is something that's really good. So, okay, so next we have Tando Radio Show. And we have some things that we posted there. Oh, but before we do that, let me end on this. Definitely tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network. Even invite some people that you think would disagree with the network. That's cool. You know, that's healthy. That's something that we can engage in, because we need to break all of the paradigms. So tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network so it can grow and do the things that you need it to do. Okay? And be a part of it all. This is something that you definitely can engage in. So now, let's go over to, while we're still on Facebook, go over to Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. Check us out there and check out some of the articles we have posted there. Also, but before we do that, if you're interested in actually supporting a small Black business, there is a seasoning company that makes great seasoning, all natural herbs spices and minerals. And it's called Uncle Fats, and this stuff is really, really good. So I would highly suggest give them a call, and they will ship you some Uncle Fats, and you, or you can reach out to them by email, and it's getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com. Also, if you would like to purchase precious metals, you can go to our precious metals website, Prosperity Mint, and check out some of the things that we have, the money that we have there that's available for you to convert your currency into real money. So you could do that there with us. Greatly support, greatly appreciate it. And think it's something that we all need to be doing, especially now, especially with the things that are unfolding, and we're going to talk about some of those things. So what we have, didn't post much today, was busy. I don't know when this is going to break back to my normal schedule. Got a feeling that it won't now, but we will get back to a more schedule where we're going to be, I'm going to be able to post and have more information for you guys. Right now I'm telling you it's something that I am at a breakneck speed in order to prepare for what's coming, not only for myself, my family, and our community. It's something that is necessary, and I'm really, on that path right now, because it's just an obligation that I have, and it's just who I am, and I respond to who I am based off of how I resonate, and this is what I've been doing. Hopefully you all have been doing something too for yourself, your family, and our community. So necessary. So, but before we get started in the show, I'm going to actually... I had a friend contact me today, and they said, "Dave, do you know anyone in the western region of the country, particularly in the Los Angeles area, that is a lady? Do you know of any women that have an IT background that would be interested in actually contracting with Microsoft for a project, a couple of projects that are available?" Well, that I said I would try to find out, and I thought first and foremost of my Tando Radio and Black Talk Radio Network listeners and Tando Radio Show listeners. If you are a person, a woman that is in the IT field, definitely send me an email at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. If you are in the IT field and which, there's an offer that's on the table, and a friend of mine just told me today about it, so I will pass that information along to you and see if this is something that is a good fit for you. So, and it was something that they are willing to pay overtime and some other things, so this may be some things if you're in the IT information technology field and you meet the criteria of being a woman and is looking for an opportunity to work with Microsoft, then definitely email me and I will send you forward to you, or have the individual that contacted me about the position to reach out to you. So very, very important. Okay, so we did that one. So now let's go to Tando Radio Show and look at some of what's posted there, and then let's get into today's show. Today's show is going to be, we're going to talk about some current event things. I'm going to talk about a couple of articles we posted over the weekend that I haven't been able to talk with you. Things are unfolding very quickly in the world, and we've passed a threshold and a very, very critical point in the overall global economy and the overall global geopolitical influence change, and we're going to take a look at that. So let's go to Tando Radio Show. Let me go all the way down to the weekend, the past weekend, because we didn't have a show yesterday. Some articles that was there. Okay, here we go. What article is this? I don't like when Facebook does this. What article is this? Okay, so how do I find it? How about you hit on it, David? That may work if I touch it. Let's see what article this was, because some articles I posted that did not transfer over to Tando Radio Show, so I probably will have to go to RDP or the other SGG and see. Yep, something went wrong. Okay, cool. I took that down. Uh-oh, please don't go out. All right, so let's go to, let me try another way into getting into the first article. But in the meantime, definitely at any time during the show, if you would like to chime in about anything that's going on, I heard some you know, was talking to a couple of people this morning, and they were telling me some of the news that's going on. Greatly appreciate it, because I'm not, I'm usually up on the news big time, but when I get focused on some of the things that I'm doing, I'm all in pretty much. And so I've been extremely, extremely busy building a good business for the purpose that we're building it for, and that's to help as many people as we can, and also to assist our families in being able to prepare themselves. So let's see here. What article was this? Okay, so here it comes. Here it comes. All right. One of the first articles that I want to take a look at, I guess this is one. What's today? This one. So we did this one. It says Swift. Here we go. Here's the article. I'm going to repost this one in Tando right now. This was one that was posted over the weekend. Pretty much telling you everything, following along, and I keep repeating some of these things so that you can see the seriousness of it also, that when things do happen, you will be fully, fully prepared and ready for it, and nothing will catch you off guard, because only people that are ever scared about anything is people that haven't prepared. People that haven't prepared are scared of everything. Non-preppers are scared of everything. It's just the opposite with people that prepare. They're really scared of nothing. They respond to what they need to respond to. So check it out. This one comes from Reuters. It says, Swift says second bank hit by malware attack. We posted it this weekend, and this was from Swift. The global financial messaging network that banks use to move billions of dollars every day warned on Thursday of a second malware attack similar to the one that led to the February 81 million cyber heist at Bangladesh Central Bank. The second case targeted a commercial bank. Swift spokesman Natisha Durant. Move this down. Said without naming it, it was not immediately clear how much cash, they said money, but I never call cash money because it's not money. How much cash, if any, was stolen in the second attack. While Swift had previously warned that the Bangladesh heist was not an isolated incident and said its core messaging system remained intact, confirmed a second attack on the bank will likely increase scrutiny on the security of a network that is a linchpin of the financial global system. Swift said in a statement that the attack exhibited a deep and sophisticated knowledge of specific operating controls at targeted banks and may have been aided by malicious insiders or cyber attacks or a combination of both. Article goes on. Very, very important article. You really hear what's being said here. The organization, a Belgian cooperative owned by a member bank and used by 11,000 financial institutions globally. I'm sorry. The organization, a Belgian cooperative owned by members of the bank and used by 11,000 financial institutions globally, said the forensics experts believe the second case showed that the Bangladesh heist was not a single occurrence, but a part of a wider and highly adaptive campaign targeting banks. I'll say that again. Swift said that the forensic experts believe the second case showed that the Bangladesh heist was not a single occurrence, but a part of a wider and highly adaptive campaign targeting banks. What more do you need to know when we've been talking about this way before? This is from the beginning of Tando Radio Show. And I've always said that it's going to come by a cyber attack. And this is what they're saying here. Listen to what they're saying. So, in both cases, Swift said insiders or cyber attackers had successfully had succeeded in penetrating the targeted bank system, obtained used credentials, and submitted fraudulent SWIFT messages that correspond with transferring of cash. They said money, but it's not money, it's cash. The second case, SWIFT said attack had also used a kind of a malware called a Trojan PDF reader to manipulate PDF reports confirming the message in order to hide their tracks. Okay, now, this is a critical, critical article that you need to know, because this is going to be the norm, and this is how they're going to institute where you will be locked out of the financial markets at the time and the place of their choosing. The place being 1 month from now, the place being the place being in the United States, the place being in Asia, in Europe, in Africa, in the Middle East, in South America, anywhere in the world, they are setting this up, and the time is going to be at their choosing. You know, one of the things that is setting a trap is that you have to disguise the trap so that the prey will walk into it, or the trap will be able to entrap a target or entrap a victim or a prey. And when someone sets a trap, they don't tell you that we set a trap for you. So sometimes we need to start really thinking with some real common sense.
Brother Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty. What's going on, brother?
Hey, I'm good. How are you today, sir?
Man, I'm good. Tired, but hey, man, just good to hear your voice and on Tando Radio Show again. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, when you said they set a trap for you and they don't tell you it's a trap, I mean, I thought about one of my uncles who passed away a couple of years ago, who had all these rabbit traps. You know what I'm saying? The trap, wild mm-hmm. rabbits and stuff. Rabbit is good meat, you know, for the meat eaters out yeah. there. And of course, you know, survival food. So, you know,
yeah.
it ain't all about hunting. It's about trapping, too. But when you was talking about relating it to a trap that many black people and, of course, other poor people fell into, the trap that I think Bush set and was promoting was home ownership. You know, like that's your where how you build wealth is through home ownership.
Boom.
That's how you get into the middle class is through home ownership. And then the banks on the other side were setting up these derivatives and, you know, all the scandalous mm-hmm, things mm-hmm. they was doing.
Credit default swaps and everything else, right, Scotty?
And all of that. And then, you know, all of that collapsed. That trap collapsed, the bottom fell out of it, and, you know, all those victims who thought they were jumping into the middle class through home ownership, there was no bailout for them, while it was a bailout for, you know, the bankers, the criminals who put together these credit default swaps. But, I mean, just, you know, how government policy and the things like mm-hmm. you call them celebrity figureheads. Everybody was jumping on, let's buy houses, you know, because of President Bush, CEO of USA Inc., was promoting that. And then, of course, you know, the Fannie Mae and Fannie Mac, they was making it easy, you know, and I'm not saying mm-hmm. you shouldn't give people help and ownership, but a lot of that was people didn't read the fine print on that trap they was about to sign. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Didn't know what
right,
balloon payments were, didn't know, you know, with this down payment and then maybe a year or two, your payments gonna triple. You know what I'm saying? And just not
yeah.
just financial illiteracy and people not doing their due diligence if we want to take responsibility for our own actions. But the mass media, magnified by a president pushing home ownership, you know, and then the corporation mm-hmm. setting up that trap for all these people, man, it was like, man, a cash grab, you know. So that's
it
what
really
I thought
was,
of when
a,
you
was
talking about traps.
Yeah,
rabbit traps, you know.
Rabbit trap. And you know, one thing I'm glad Scotty talked about, and it's so true, You know, actually, the rabbits, I'm actually going to actually have some rabbits myself, Scotty. And I'm glad that you brought that up. We talked about this a couple of times.
Yeah, my grandfather used to have them in cages and stuff. So I mm-hmm. need to start bringing back some of that old stuff, too, you know, that the ancestors was yeah. doing.
We got to. And then I'm glad Scotty brought up that, because that's exactly what happens so often, is there are a bunch of traps that are set. And there are traps that they set for all forms of prey that they would like to catch inside of their web of deception and deceit, so that they can actually feast on, you know, their prey. And this here is a trap. Let me tell you what the trap is. They gave you the perception of, they changed what real money was. That's why in the Bible, when only time Jesus displayed any form of violence is when he went into the temple and he said, "You turned my father's house into a den of thieves." He was talking to the money changers, not figuratively, but literally. They changed money. What did they change it to? A piece of paper with their inscription, with the god that they worship putting on there. Man, and this is one of the traps that is set. And then your overall bank accounts, everything is a trap. And let me tell you something. They're telling you everything right here. They're telling you everything right here. If you read this article, key parts of this article were said that it was a deep and sophisticated knowledge of specific operational controls at targeted banks and may have been aided by malicious insiders or cyber attacks or a combination of both. What are they saying? They're setting up the onslaught for the reasons to go to war. And not only that, who do you think the malicious insiders were? It was the banks themselves. You got to look at when someone, you got to look at who, when you look at, when you're doing a trying to investigation, you have to look at means, motive, opportunity, and who had something to gain by it all. And that will start to narrow down where your conspiracy agenda has been set. And it's the same old thing. This is key. Once again, Swift said in a statement that the attackers exhibited a deep and sophisticated knowledge of specific operational control. Yeah, because they got passwords, they got everything there, they built the system, it's all theirs, and then they just trigger whatever they want. And then they put in cyber attackers. Why do they want to put in cyber attackers? Because that's what they're going to say started Global Nuclear War One, because of a outside foreign entity cyber attack. That's the whole stage that's being set. See, when they set the stage, they write the script, they get the director, they get the actors, they get the production, they get the executive producer, they get the arena, they get the seats, and then you provide the body heat by sitting down in their theater of deception. And this is something that adversely affects us all the time. But listen, getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into some more of what's there. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. And hit star 61. And we'll see you in queue and bring you up with listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Shake it, baby.
your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslivinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show. Got something on your mind? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-PAM. Hit *61 at any time to signal the host. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And I love, in the commercial, Scotty says, Black Talk Radio. I love that. So welcome back to Tando Radio Show. Just want to thank you all for listening today. And we were going over some of the things that we posted. So just want to get back to this one article once again. And then check this out. That was one of the things that was critical when they said people display sophisticated knowledge of the operating system. Okay, so you mean your own employees. Okay, you mean the bank itself. Oh, you mean the bank owner. You know, that's the key to actually having a heist is owning the bank. You get away with it. Free and clear. No adverse action. That's the preferred method. Wow. So now it goes on. And you know what's so bad? We continue to fall for it over and over again, and where we realize that an individual going up against a corporation is a difficult task because the corporation has gathered themselves and are committed to their agenda regardless of how they feel about each other. But what we don't do is that we don't realize the importance of coming together regardless of how we feel about each other and serving a purpose to move in that direction and then settling everything out from there after on. Because it's difficult for us to go up against what was organized against us because we are not organized among us. This is why you deal with things individually and why you feel as if you're fighting a battle by yourself, because you really are in a position where there is no organizational development. And that is critical in order to engage in a meaningful way that will bring immediate and long-term results that will be beneficial to you, your family, and the overall community at large. Organization on the mass scale, bombarding not just one organization or two organizations, billions of organizations start to come together. When people start to come together in the form of billions, doesn't matter what technology, what energy, what control those that have come together against you have, they have been thoroughly defeated by your organization and will. So that's where we really need to move. You don't set up one organization, you set up a million. If it's only one of you, you set up 25 organizational things that you want to do with other people, 30 organizational people, because you supersede your own in one individual capabilities and you multiply it with everyone else. Now, who's the target? Who's the threat? Everyone becomes a threat because now everyone defeats the system. The system is no longer in existence. And then from that organization, now you're going to have to rebuild a system by not using the same consciousness that created the destructive one that you have now walked away from by not giving energy to it. There it is. It's what is so important about Black Talk Radio Network. So, okay, so now check this out. Another very, very important part of the article says that the forensic experts believe the second case shows that the Bangladesh heist was no single occurrence. No single occurrence. Meaning it's going to happen again and again and again and again. And guess what? It already has. Why has it already happened in so many different places? Because they have to make sure all systems are go. All prompt key strikes respond the way that the bug or the Trojan horse or the virus that they designed it to do. Then it says here, but a part of a wider and highly adaptive campaign targeting banks. They tell you everything. Here it is, and then it says at the bottom, in both cases, Swift said insiders or our cyber attacks has successfully penetrated the targeted bank's system, obtaining users' credentials. Maybe they didn't do a cyber attack. Maybe they just took your cash and said it was a cyber attack. Maybe they just took, like they just deposited your request. They had a request for what was in your account. Have you ever really thought about that? Have you ever really thought about the whole darn thing is a sham and a scam? And then they just have a news press conference and say that, oh, this attack happened. Really? Tell you, when we stop giving them authority in position of, in having them in position of authority, then their overall authority won't be one in which crushes your neck. So, and I'm going to tell you, they have more to come, and they want to do much, much more. So check out that article. Very telling. Posted that one this weekend. Next, could cloud seeding have saved the Fort Murray? Does it work? Check out that article. Next one. Yahoo banned from U.S. Congress House network to due to security risk. I forgot what this one is. Let me take a look at this one because I forgot what this article was all about. So let's take a look at this one. This comes from ibtimes.co.uk. Oh, okay. This is the same thing. Okay. This is, once again, this is about malware and everything else. It says, banned from U.S. Congress due to increased random malware attacks on the House network. The U.S. Congressional IT Department has banned access to Yahoo Mail in the House network due to increasingly in random malware attacks in the past few days. As a part of effort to avoid malicious attacks on the network, several other apps, including a bunch of Google apps, have been blocked until the site can be deemed safe. The report that has been able to access an email from the House Technology Services Desk warned representatives of increased random malware, randomware acts on the House network. It specifically tells the members that hackers are trying to target third-party emails and other apps like Google Mail, Gmail, and Yahoo Mail, but we'll be blocking them immediately until further notice. Okay, now, what is going on here? Ladies and gentlemen, we're having the setup for GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. That's what we have setting up here. Everything is being in place for that, and it's happening on so many scales and in so many different arenas. But it has to become important to you, which I believe it is. Next one. Oh, I'm in the wrong spot. Okay. Next we have, move around. I was wondering, I said, what is going on here? I was in the wrong spot. Ha ha. Okay, so now, next article in Tando. Let me pull up Tando here. Next article we should take a look at is going to be from from journal.neo.org, and it says China quietly prepares golden alternative to the dollar system, the New Eastern Outlook. That's what NEO stands for, Journal New Eastern Outlook.com. Man, every single person that listens to Black Talk Radio Network and listens to Tando Radio Show needs to read this article. And remember the article from Friday. Two paragraphs said it all. And we're going to talk about that, but we're also going to talk about this article. Let me go through. Next, Brother Braggs had put Russia overtakes America's position in the world agricultural market. Huge, huge article. Great looking out, Brother Braggs. Next one comes from Bloomberg. BSI orders shutdown in Singapore as Swiss launches criminal investigation. This is an article we need to take a look at. Posted this one today because this is the purge expanding. Very, very important. Posted the next one. Today's show, we're going to look at some current event. Next one, CME upgrades. Sues critics who view prior system as unfair. Oh, man, we need to talk about this one, too. CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. This is where the silver and gold is traded on the market. And it's filled with ubiquitous fraud. It's all about to pop, baby. Going down. Check out that article. Next one. This comes from internationalman.com. Wheelbarrow economies. How excessive government debts leads to hyperinflation and what you can do about it. We're going to take a look at that also. Next article I posted with me from, this one comes from WHEC.com. Premiums higher, proposal by New York Health Insurance. Everything is going to go up. Everything is all a scam. Everything is. And then this is the one for the day. Khomeini, U.S. can't do a darn, but he didn't say darn, U.S. can't do, because we have a family show, thing about our missile program. Iran's supreme leader said West extremely sad about the failure to curb Islamic Republic military from developing, and we're going to take a look at that article because it says so much about what is going on. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States has left the building. The influence of the United States dollar, the influence of the United States geopolitical strengthening, the bullying of the United States on colonies, and the overall military capabilities of the United States have just left the building with hat in hand. Because the rest of the world has to decide what are they going to do Now that they replaced an old tyrant that has bugged and interfered in their overall quality of life nationally. But see, that's just the setup. The U.S. is playing the role that it was designed to play. It's all a facade. Whenever you saw the United States, well, as I always say, it's like moonlight. It doesn't exist. There is no such thing as moonlight. It's a reflection of the sun because the moon can't give off light. The United States can't develop wealth the way it is because it is a darkness in its creation. So these are some of the articles. If you'd like to get in on the conversation today, you got a question or comment. I missed some things in the news. So, yo, fill me in. I would like to know what's going on. One of my brothers talked about there's a trip to Okinawa that the celebrity figurehead is going to be making. Let me tell you why. Whenever you travel somewhere, it's a position you're showing weakness. The United States has left the building. They are not influential anymore. They're going to over to, in my opinion, try to intimidate Japan like they did in World War II and in Global Nuclear War I. This is going to be reversed. And I think they're going to be shown the door in Asia because there are a couple of things that are happening in Asia that I think is only going to speed up and continue to happen. One, there will be the reunification of the Koreas, in my opinion. Two, Japan and China will put down the long-term fighting and differences because big business has a way of making enemies friendly. And three, as you move along into the 2020, as we move into the next decade in this millennium, you're going to see the United States is a has-been and no longer to reinject itself as being relevant. It has already peaked in its overall capability. It's just like an athlete. At some point and at some time, they start to peak, and then it is a downward spiral. Then that spiral gets steeper and steeper. And ladies and gentlemen, it is all pointing down in a 90-degree angle straight down. Now, and these are some of the things you need to know so that you can appropriately position yourself to where when that bird hits the ground, you have already jumped out with your parachute. This is where we are. So if you'd like to get in on a conversation, would love to hear from you. If you have some news, because right now I can't really, there's a lot of things I want to check in news, but I don't want to mess up Kando Radio Show. Mess you up, so I'm going to take a look at some things, but I'm going to go over some of the things we already have posted here because some of them are critical for you to know. It has been a burden knowing you, the rest of the world has said to the United States, and we have decided to inject the flushing. And they're ready now to flush the U.S. away. And this is going to definitely continue to happen. So, very, very important. So let me see before we go to a commercial break, are there any more other ones that would be good to post before we jump into some of these? Let me take, because I wasn't able to take a look at news today, but if you have something that you would like to talk about or feature here on Tando Radio Show, by all means, give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit star 61, it will see you in queue, and definitely will bring you up. So, Wow, looking at some things that is really, really telling. We are in a very important cycle in the history I would definitely say you need to really, really take notes, take a journal, record this, because you are going to be recording history that is going to be priceless in the future, and pass it down to your family. Take a, you know, take note of what's going on and pass it down to your family, because this will be the memoirs of the fallen paper tiger. And those things will be extremely critical, not only from the standpoint of historical emphasis, but also for historical training and education, because what you write in your books for your family and your journals for your family are going to be priceless. Absolutely priceless. And they are going to be able to leverage that for themselves and their family in a very economic way in the future, because this will be some of the information that depict what happened here. And people will see some of the same tricks over and over and over again. There's nothing new. It's just that people that see it, it's new to them. So, going to let's jump into a commercial break. I got to run and grab some water real quick. So we're going to come back when we come out of the commercial break. But just before you do that, let me take it. So we're going to take a look at a couple of things and that we've already read, so that you will have a better understanding and develop your own opinion about what's going on. Listen, get ready to go. Let me grab some water, Scotty. We can do a commercial break. We'll be right back in about 2 minutes. So you listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Just want to thank you all for listening. And we're going to jump into today's show. Take a look at what's happening here. There's an article that I really want you to take a look at. And let's pick this up. And I posted this one over the weekend. And this was from the journal, m.journalneo.org. And it says China quietly preparing golden alternative to the dollar system. So let's take a look at this article. Very, very telling. Then I also just posted an article about IBM. Check out that article as well. So now, let's just pull this up. This is something that we've been talking about for a while, and something that it's really important that we engage in a system that positions our families to where they won't be adversely affected. Wow, this daggone, I just pulled up this article, and this thing is like, I'm not that old where I need the thing to be one letter on the whole screen. So let this finish and pull it down. But hey, we'll read it from here. Okay, so check this out. There was an article that says, that was really telling. It says China quietly prepares golden alternative to the dollar system. We need to talk about this. And at any time during the call at the class, I mean, excuse me, the class, anytime during the show, give us a call. 641-715-3660, and the petition code is 549032#. Then hit *61, and we'll see you in queue. You need to know this because your questions are going to be something that is going to be able to help assist you and others. You need to know. You need to start asking and positioning yourselves accordingly. I don't care how you ask the questions. I don't care how you find out the information, but just do something with the information that is going to get you into a position of advantage as fast and as quickly as you possibly can. The U.S. is no longer a relevant economic, political, social entity in the global economy anymore. And anyone that tells you otherwise has a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. So let's go to this article. China, as current chair of the China, as the current chair of the G20 group of nations, called on France to organize a very special conference in Paris. The facts such a conference would be even taking place in a OECD country is a sign of how weakened the hegemony of the U.S. dominant dollar system has become. So true. Once again, the fact such a conference would even take place in a OECD country is a sign of how weakened the hegemony of the U.S. dominated dollar system has become. On March 31st in Paris, a special meeting named Nanjing 2 was held. People's Bank of China Governor Zhou Chang was there and made a major presentation on, among other points, broadening use of the IMF special basket of five major world currencies. The SDR is what it's called, the special drawing rights, or SDRs. The invite was a very selected few. The list included German finance minister, okay, so Germany, the UK, okay, the IMF director, okay, IMF discussed the world's financial together with China. Five. So what does that tell you? In the new economy, expect Germany to have a very key and prevalent role. I've been telling you that Germany for a while is going to leave the NATO nations and they're going to join the BRIC nations. Guess who else is going to do it? France is going to follow, because wherever Germany goes, France will have to go right with them. They're inseparable that way. Then it's going to be the UK, and we've already seen the deals and trade treaties and the cooperation that the UK has been giving to China in establishing its first bond clearinghouse there. Then establishing where it will actually start to clear the transferring of its currency, and then also the selling of the precious metals. They will set the gold price there. It's no longer just going to be the historical London fix. It's going to come out of Shanghai, where every contract has to be settled at the end of the day, not by a promise, not by a piece of paper contract, but all has to be settled in physical gold, silver, platinum, palladium, or rhodium, whatever it is you're dealing in. And you know what that means. Those with the golden rule, those with the gold will rule. Do you have any gold or silver to rule? This is where it's coming to. So it goes on, the article goes on. Together with China, apparently and significantly, there was no senior U.S. official present. And significantly, there was no senior U.S. official present. Why is that? Because they no longer are relevant, which means your way of life is no longer going to be upheld by the way that you've known it to be upheld in the past. The economic energy of the United States and the people that happen to live in this corporation balance are no longer economically viable. Plain and simple. The world is not going to invite you to anything. They're going to cause you to pay reparations for everything. This is why these deals are going on. This is why this infrastructure is going the way it is. And this is why you need to have the appropriateness and the appropriate capabilities to prepare. It's not that if you don't prepare that this will stop. Doesn't matter if you do or you don't. The only thing that will matter is if you do or if you don't compare to you, your family, and our overall community. It won't affect the global community if you prepare or don't prepare. They're moving on without you. But in this case, they're moving on in spite of you. But before they're going to do that, let me tell you what they're going to do. Have you ever read Genesis? When the children of Israel were leaving Egypt, what were the children of Israel given in order for them to just go? They were paid a king's ransom. Egypt gave them gold to leave. This is the key. The world is going to require that you leave and leave your gold. This is the wilderness for the wandering that will be the former corporation of control known as the United States. They're telling you this all in all of their publications now. Why? Because it has already happened and is going to continue to trickulate into a torturous drip in waterboarding. So check, article goes on. On the Paris talks, Bloomberg reported China wanted a much more closely managed system with a private sector decision can be managed by government. Edward Truman, a former Federal Reserve and U.S. Treasury official, the French have always favored international monetary reform, so they're natural allies on the Chinese to this issue. Ha ha, now you hear France. France is leaving NATO and is going to join BRICS. And they're all going to do this, and they're going to leave only one country that the world will go to war with. And it's the one that they told you was the greatest place in the world to live. Didn't tell you that the rest of the world was hell. And this was just another corner of it. So, A Chinese youth daily journal journalist present in Paris noted that the banking head pointed out that the international monetary and financial system is currently undergoing structural adjustment. The world economy is facing many challenges. Where are those challenges coming from? They are going to engage in the purge. They are going to bring the United States up on charges globally, and the world will convict them. Meaning you. You're the target. And when this happens, it's going to be multifaceted in this attack. This attack will not just be on your local news. It will be in your pocket. It will be in your belly. It will be in your mind. It will be in your future. If you hold yourself attached to it, the ship is going down. If you hold on to the Titanic, it will take you where it is going, to the bottom. And it's going to be cold, and it's going to be deep. And the opportunity to escape or be able to repel this is going to be extremely limited. I was stopped at a light today in a very affluent part of the city that I now, or the area that I now reside in. And I'm looking at everything going along just like it did the other day, but not even knowing that this cancer has totally spread to the whole common person's economy, because the common person has now just continued to feed the sugar for the overall cancer to grow, and it is overtaking the body, and it is terminal. But that doesn't mean that that has to be the outcome for you. But that choice is up to you. Are we going to? And it's a decision that we all have to make. Are you going to follow the crowd because they tell you that there's safety in numbers? Or are you going to pick up a hammer and build an ark as you pass Noah that is diligently working to prepare for the drowning flood of paper in debt and default that is coming to poison what we built, what we worked so hard to build, the accomplishments, the meaningful measures that we've made to build on, all of that is going to be compromised, and it's going to be compromised quickly and thoroughly. It's going to be hit like a bolt of lightning for some people that are unexpected. The shock is going to be unbearable. Why? Because the rest of the world that, and those that control it, demand that the sacrifice be made. So now, the article goes on to say, for most of us, that sounds about as exciting as watching Johnson's grass grow in the Texas plain. However, behind that seemingly mirror, technical moves, as is becoming clear by the day, is a grand Chinese strategy. If it succeeds, it already has succeeded. It can't be stopped. Why? Because there are people with the overall organizational skills to put it into motion, because they want it more, and we know what freedom is. Article continues. If it succeeds or not, a grand strategy to displace the dominant role of the U.S. dollar as the world central reserve currency. China and others want to end to the tyranny of a broken dollar system that finances endless wars on other people, borrowing money with no need to ever pay it back. The strategy is to end the domination of the dollar as the currency of the world's most traded in goods and services. That is no small beer. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought I heard that. Okay, so it goes on. Despite the wreck of the U.S. economy, well, before we do that, let's take a look at this real quick. In this article, it says that China and others want to end the tyranny of a broken dollar system. Conviction number one. Charge number one. Charge number two. A broken dollar system that finances endless wars. Charge number three. On other people's borrowed money with no need to ever pay it back. Charge number four. That is to end the strategical dominance of the dollar as the currency for most world trade in goods and services. These will be the charges, and not only that, they're going to add charges to against the United States: colonization, war crimes, crimes against humanity, crimes against society, international violations of laws, and also universal violations of laws. Oh, they're going to take these charges into space and into the universe, ladies and gentlemen. And when they do that, as they build the case against the U.S., there won't be one to defend it. Just where we are. Article goes on. Despite the wreck of the U.S. economy and the astronomical $19 trillion public debt of Washington, the dollar still makes up 64% of the central world banking reserves. Don't you believe that? Don't you believe that? Why do they want you to believe that? Because they want you to think that you have time. They want you to think that you can just listen to this, let it entertain you, and then you go about your business and nothing will happen tomorrow. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe that they still hold 64% of central banking reserves are held in dollars. That's the trick, everyone. That ain't the case. And key to this whole thing is let them tell you, but you do something different. You move in a direction that protects you and your family, because if you don't, when this flood comes, your mouth will be wide open and you won't be able to eat it all. It will be a buffet like you never had before. It won't stop until it comes out of all orifices in your body. It will be running through your ears, your nose, your mouth, everywhere that it is a escape route in your body. It will even purge out new holes in the system. And what do I mean by that? The whole world is continuously dropping the U.S. dollar, and they want to do it in a strategical way so that you don't get alarmed and you do something else. Because the buyer of last resort, you can't sell anything unless someone will buy it. They need you to buy it, and their U.S. is going to ensure that you buy it by taxes, exactions, force, fear, and more importantly, by your addiction. The addiction of consumerism and the addiction to the paper dollar that is nothing more than a currency, which is nothing more than a slave's wage for the work that they've done. This is just where we are. It goes on to say, The largest holder of U.S. debt is the People's Republic of China, and with Japan to a close second. As long as the dollar is king, this is why they need to go to Japan, because Japan is dropping them. Japan is dropping because Japan knows, because China has already informed them what they're going to do. So, goes on. As long as dollar is king, Washington can run endless budget deficits, knowing well that the countries like China have no serious alternative to investing in foreign currency trade profits but in the U.S. government or the governmental guaranteed debt. In effect, as I have put it, have pointed out, that means that the China has a de facto finance the military actions of Washington that acts to go against China or Russia's sovereign in the interest to finance countless U.S. State Department color revolutions from Tibet to Hong Kong, from Libya to the Ukraine, to financing ISIS in the Middle East, and on and on and on. Article goes on and says, we look more closely at this, all the steps of the Beijing government since the global financial crisis of 2008. But before we say that, I wanted to tell you that that was all not true. Yes, this person that wrote this article may have had great intentions, but China does not need the U.S. They keep telling you that because they want you to think that, so that you'll be rest assured. And guess what? You'll go to the show. You'll continue to consume. You'll continue to save in the dollar. You'll continue until you walk into the trap. And guess what? You rabbit meat. We're rabbit meat. Because the rabbit doesn't know that the trap has been set. This is something that's critical for you to know. Not because Black Talk Radio Network has brought it to you. Not because Tando Radio Show. Not because I have said it. Because have you looked and investigated yourself for your own verification? And what about that small voice that's inside of you? Have you been suppressing it, or have you given it room to move you? How about this? Have you continuously meditated on everything around you to pick up the energy source and discern it for yourself? I believe this is so critical that the great creator God Almighty is not like man, that you need to petition the greatness or the sincere development of what's been granted. Have you ever had your child keep running to you and asking you for something, and asking you to eat, and asking you to feed them, asking you to take care of them? You would look at that child as, what is wrong with you? Stop annoying me. Haven't I already shown you the love that I will have already prepared everything for you? Ooh. Some point in some time, you have to realize something. That the great creator has made something perfect, but he's not going to allow it to work perfectly by going against the free will. So, maybe at some point in some time, you need to act God-like and stop waiting on something that you already have. Great Creator God Almighty, I don't believe, is wasteful. And if you're just wasting time, then you will be left there in time because you choose to be. Up to you. Up to me. Up to us. To actually create the way that the great creator has created the perfect situation, but refuses to interfere to make anything work perfectly for your pleasure. That my friend, is manipulation. There is no heaven or hell. There's only the one that you allow to be created, or you participate in creating itself. And just because someone creates one doesn't mean that that has to be yours. Let them build it and let them be consumed by its bounds. I think it's very critical that we understand how powerful that we are. And see, they don't want you to know that, because they always like to, the school of obedience loves to establish some insecurities, because insecurities translates into mental illness, and mental illness translates into dependency. And we are dependent upon someone else freeing us. We are dependent upon, we don't even realize that many times from what we've been schooled, we actually do pray to what the God of the dollar. The God of the paper instead of the great creator of creation. It's a very keen trick, psychological tactic that has been used and has been an effective tool. They appeal to your eyes and your sense of reasoning that they have now controlled through hypnotism, through bombardment of frequencies, through manipulation, through mind control, and through all forms of indulgence in mind altering and body altering to actively attack your overall harmonic frequency, so that small voice that has in you becomes unaudible, so that you don't have a connection to it, so that you no longer hear it. You have to see it. They told you that it's the show you state that really watches, and your lying eyes will show you the deception. It will show you the mirage, and you will think that that's heaven. It will show you the facade, and you will think that that's something that can be built upon. This is the trick. So many a times that we've been told one thing about how we have to petition and how we have to enact ourselves, you have to really think about the whole system of manipulation. It's much deeper than you think, so you have to think deeply about it. And one of the things you have to know is that it is an enemy of yours, and that enemy has been cunning. And it has been in effect for many a millennia, so it's had the test of time to make mistakes, to mark down accomplishments, and to actually massage and to establish a direction that serves the purpose, and they then pave the roads that you drive on now. This is critical. In looking at things in the way that upholds who you are. See, we look at everything from the standpoint to uphold the system. We never really look at upholding ourselves, upholding what the great creator God Almighty has created and set free. Guess what? You never have to go back and beg for anything when you're free. It's there. Why do you have, what have you partaken in that has changed your harmonic frequency to where you can identify and discern the deception from the freedom, from the self-determination, the sovereignty, from the beauty of creation, creating yourself, even by speaking? What have you spoken today that has created life? What have you spoken today that has edified life? What have you spoken today that has upheld life? And what have you cursed? What have you demoralized? What have you destroyed in your speech, in your action, in your attitude? Because it resonates, and it's just like a cell tower. It is nothing more than a repeater. It receives the information and it transfers it out. This is how powerful our overall spiritual identity is. And we don't just haphazardly walk around in life. We don't just haphazardly walk around in life to find the next sale, the next opportunity, the next fad, the next new thing. We are spinning our wheels in death and destruction of our sovereignty. This is why you feel the choking encasement of being trapped. And many of you have asked, when is this going to end? When are we going to see some real progress? When am I going to be able to? How about this one? You've all said it. I want to go home. And that is something that you have to create, your home. So create it, and you can abide in it. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I want to finish this article because it's a very, very important one. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#. Then hit *61. We'll definitely bring you up. Today is Tuesday. Brother Davis is here. Hopefully, give us a call and see if we're going to do Wise Wednesdays tomorrow. So, so needed. And this is why we have the balance of Tando Radio Show. You listen to Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., who happens to be now in Dallas, and thank you. Happy to be here. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you, 641-715-3660, and just hit participant code is 5490-32#. Oh, man, I messed it up. The participant, see, that's what I get for changing what I usually say. The participant code is 5490-32#, and hit *61 if you'd like to get in on the conversation. We'd love to have you. A dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So check this out. We're going to go back to this article, and it says that the U.S. government or the government guarantees USU. China is no longer a serious let me go back to here. Let me move this. That was way up too high. Got to move it down. Okay, so it says, the article picked up. If you look more closely at the steps of the Beijing government since the global financial crisis of 2008, and especially since the creation of the Asian Infrastructure Bank Investment Bank, Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, it tells you everything. They're going to build the Asian Infrastructure for Investment, and that's their bank. Next, the BRIC and the New Development Bank, the bilateral national currency energy agreement with Russia bypassing the dollar, it becomes clear that the Chinese and the Beijing leadership have a long-term strategy. As Britain's economist David Marsh pointed out in reference in the recent Paris remarks of China, China is embarking, but steadily towards enshrining a multicultural, a multi-currency reserve system at the heart of the world's financial order. And the only way that they are going to do that is if they're dictating the global financial order. Guess what? They are. And they have been for a while. So, goes on. Since China admission into the IMF selected group of SDR currency last November, the multi-currency system, which China calls 4 plus 1, will consist of the euro, the sterling, the yen, and the renminbi. The four coexisting with the dollar. These are the five constitutes of the SDR. Listen, this is the key with that. The one is the one that's going to be expelled. It's going to be the dollar, because they're going to coexist with the dollar when it just makes it beneficial to them. Then they're going to get rid of the one. They're going to get rid of the one. Why? Because it's on the outside looking in. The actual agreement is among the four and coexisting. What does that mean? That right now they're coexisting. They won't be coexisting with the one in the future, because it won't exist on that stage anymore. It's going to fall dramatically down to where it will no longer even be considered in any financial importance. It's going to be a steep fall. And the fall is going to be so earth-shattering. Oh, but it won't be earth-shattering for the world. It will just be earth-shattering for everyone here that is going to be falling with it, because you're going to have so much, you're going to have wheelbarrows of cash that you can't carry, because they won't buy a wagon load of dollars won't even buy a quarter of a wagon load of good. A whole wagon load of cash won't even buy a handful of goods in the future. Why? Because the world won't trade with them, won't need to trade with them. Why would they trade with them? I'm getting good returns by trading with someone else. I don't even know your language anymore, because you don't know that language of business. We don't accept that no more. This is how we transfer in communications, through trade with other currencies outside of the U.S. dollar. And those currencies are going to be ones that will be collateralized forms of commitment, being that they're anchored to gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. Somebody just got punched and knocked out. So the article goes on. To strengthen the recognition of the SDR, the People's Bank of China has begun to publish its foreign reserves totaling the world's biggest in SDRs as well as dollars. Here it is, a gold future. Yet the Chinese alternative to the dominance of the U.S. dollar is by far more than paper SDR currency basket promotions. China is clearly aiming at the reestablishment of an international gold standard, presumably one not based on the bankrupt Bretton Woods dollar gold exchange that President Richard Nixon unilaterally ended on August, and it was on August the 15th of 1971 when he told the world that they would have to swallow paper dollars in the future and could no longer redeem them for gold. That's exactly what they said. But let me put it to you bluntly. They defaulted. The U.S. was broke. The U.S. was gold broke. So what did they do? They had to close the gold window. Why were they gold broke? They didn't have enough gold to service the debt of paper that they created. So what does that mean? It's just like you don't pay your car note because you don't have enough cash in order to make that payment. You just went into default. Same thing here. They didn't have enough gold to service the debt payment of the creation of the paper that they had put into circulation. They lied. They stole. And they cheated. How did they do that? Because they used those same dollars to buy other people's goods that were valuable. So they stole it. And they fraudulently gained it, and they stole from the people. It was a theft. But see, it wasn't the normal theft that you heard before. This one was by force and by fear. They were afraid to say anything to the U.S. because they was the only bully on the block that could what? Smack them down with a nuke. Or to bomb them with no reprisal. They went on an indiscriminate colonization of this because no one would challenge them. Oh, how foolish and arrogant they have become. They are inebriated in the wine of splendor. They are fully drunk, and a drunk mind always stumbles. And this one has fallen flat on his face. It goes on to say, at that point, the global inflation measures in dollar terms began to soar, and what future economy historians would no doubt dub the greatest inflator, the greatest inflation. But one estimates that the dollar in the worldwide circulator rose by 2,500% between 1970 and 2000. Hear that again. By one estimate, the dollar in worldwide circulation rose by some 2,500% between 1970 and 2000. It's only 30 years. And this is why I'm telling you that you are going to be choking on cash, because all of those years, and I'm telling you this is a very conservative figure, how about 5,000% growth, and all of that is coming back to flood you. And you may think, yes, send it here, but see, this is what's going to happen. You're going to notice something. Everything that you have is so cheaply made, it will only work for 1 or 2 days, then you'd have to buy a replacement. Why is that? Because the purchasing power of your dollar no longer buys any durable goods that can withstand anything, because you had to go to the discount window to buy something, because that's all your purchasing power could bear. Oh, I hope you catching what's really going on. I hope you catch what's really going on. The rest of the world is already dropping the dollar. Why in the world are you holding on and choking it in your pockets? You need to be transferring that into real goods. You need to be transferring that into goods that are later going to... You need to become a prodigious saver as we speak. And it doesn't matter what your situation is, fight your way through it by whatever you have to do. Start the fight, and then along the fight, garnish assistance and help along the fight. Don't anticipate or expect any to come, because that is not why you should be doing it. You should be doing it because you're able to endure and change and create. Recreate what has been stolen from you by deception. Critical, critical thing. So, we got Brother Davis in queue. Going to go to Brother Davis real quickly. This article is much longer. So, no, we need to go to Brother Davis real quick. I don't like to keep anyone holding. Just wanted to look at where this article was. We need to go to Brother Davis because this article is long. I want Brother Davis to actually get in what he needs to get in because it's so, so important that we engage in our each other and that we invest in one another. So here we go. Here, let's go to Brother Davis, who's in queue. One second, let me pull this up so I don't mess it up. Here we go. Brother Davis, welcome, welcome, welcome. What's going on, my brother?
It is always good to hear the voice of a friend, my friend.
Yes, it is, Brother Davis. How are you, brother?
I am superb, as usual. I am sitting here with my wife listening to the show. Of course, you're right on about a number of different things, and the reason why is because of due diligence. I do want people to understand that in spite of what we go through, literally, the responsibility is going to fall on the people to make some decisions that are going to have to deal with how America comes out of this. Ultimately, over a period of time, we will land on our feet because we are not, and see, this is unique. We, the people, are not the oppressors that those elected leaders were. And see, greed was the perpetuator. And I believe that there are going to be signs, and I understand how I say that, there are going to be signs of mercy because they're going to want the world to know that because they're the new big kid on the block, they are not the financial oppressors that they're replacing. So
of the past, right, Brother Davis, yes.
There's definitely going to be a lot of imposition. There's going to be a lot of costs. But we, the people, are going to have to unite in reference to how we reform America to be. And we have to take this personal because, literally, we have to ask ourselves, do we want organizations like the Federal Reserve as they serve the need for us as the people? Do we want organizations like Homeland Security, have they served the needs of us as a people? And these are going to be hard decisions to make because these are going to be the very facilities they're going to try to show you that they bring value to the equation. But literally, that's what got us in this situation. What they one time valued became a point of their greed, and they got so caught up in it that they disconnected from us, we the people, and they started focusing on those individuals who could elevate their greed to higher levels. One other thing I want to point out is tomorrow night's show. It's really full of us understanding the persona in which we see ourselves in. And the reason why I'm bringing this out at this time is because we have to readjust our thinking process. And in order to do that, we have to come face to face with some of the realities of our neglect that has allowed us to be manipulated to such an imposition by politicians who are basing their needs on the money that we couldn't supply, but corporations could. So we're going to come from the aspect of how we can operate in self to change the persona to be what it is needed to make America a great country again. It's not going to be a short-term process, and it will not be an easy process. And there's going to be times when it's downright uncomfortable. But we do this. So, brother, I'm giving it back to you. You've been an excellent show as usual. And although I may not be listening in a manner in which you could see, I'm definitely listening as my schedule presents itself. So be blessed. Be blessed.
Yes, yes. Give my regards to Sister Davis. We need to also have Sister Davis on for the show that is dear to her, our young people, and actually starting the art and the techniques and learning how to actually you know, salvage and how to actually find deals and how to actually transfer and those things. Those are something that is going to be extremely important, Brother Davis, in the future in the overall black market and the market that we will definitely build in order for our sustainability. And I just love the way you had had laid out the, some of the things, and because that is absolutely what I do firmly see and pick up, and we are sharing the same thoughts in that, and that is so true, and it was very well articulated to where some of the things that we need to actually really be paying attention to. And, you know, Wise Wednesdays is so, so important, because one of the things that we really have to reestablish is we have to reestablish what the great creator has made instead of what man has molded. And absolutely, this is why.
The sad part about it is that we have seen this before, and what we have not learned from our history as it tends to repeat itself. That's why it is so important that we boldly embrace some of the things that are most uncomfortable to us in order for us to share the important decisions that need to be made. But listen, brother, my wife is saying that she'll get a call about possibly doing a show next week dealing with stressing the structure of our family, as well as focusing on how we can downsize, as well as be able to meet the nutritional needs of the coming changes. So it's going to be exciting, and So thank you, everybody, and bless. I'll be looking forward to tomorrow night's show. Peace.
Yes, we will be here. Peace, peace. Thank you so much, my man, Brother Braggs. I didn't have a was busy today, but we're also going to have some stuff with Brother Braggs, and I'm looking forward to Sister Davis being on. That is a whirlwind. Woo! That when that one comes through, and then Brother Davis is amazing. The dynamic duo, and then we have some of our. I need to get my man Chico Stick on, and some other people that are really, really. They have committed their lives to actually seeing some things that's going on and care about the everyday person in order to prepare. So we will definitely do that. So much love, much respect to you. Tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, don't miss it. I will be here. You should be there. And one of the things I would definitely, definitely do when it comes to actually meditating and comes to actually transferring yourself past what man has told you, that this is the mirror that is only you, you should really definitely, everyone should engage in calling and asking questions, because there's also some things that are picked up from your questions, and that would always tell you that a question is more important than an answer, because the answer is temporary while questions are eternal. Why are questions eternal? Because they build upon more questions. Have you ever heard a child ask you a question? They keep rattling off, and they will rattle off until they go to sleep if you don't interrupt their questions, their eternal questions. They will just keep going, and what about this, and what about that, and what about this, and how about this, and how about this? I want to know about this, because that's the energy in which they deal with. It's in thought. It's in frequency. It's amazing. Don't suppress it. Let them be wild. Let them be untamed, but you give them great wisdom and discernment, and they will be fine. They will make things that have been created perfect, and they will make those things work perfectly. One of the things that we sometimes forget is our obligation for being perfect. Made perfect. Don't let man deceive you out of that. There is no striving for it. It's creating it by your desire, and you will achieve. So, just want to see where we got. My phone is blowing up. Let me see. Make sure that I'm not missing anything. Sure, okay. One second. So, Okay, everyone, what I want to do, one second. Okay, everyone, what I want to do in the last 10 minutes, oh, we got another caller at S&Q. Let's go to this caller. Sorry about that. I didn't see this. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Greetings, Brother Dave. This is Ross up in New Jersey. What's good?
The state of where I was born, in Jersey. What's up, bruh? I tried to catch you, but I'm going to definitely catch you later on this evening. I got a couple of classes tonight, but we will catch you. What's going on, bruh? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Just checking in. I just wanted to say I sent you an email, but I've gotten the coins recently. That Cleopatra coin is insane. It's insane. That was the Congo silverback, insane. I was just like, wow, this is crazy. It's beautiful. I wanted to thank you once again for that. And I wanted to just highlight, like, today's show just really kind of touches on the parasitic relationship that we Black people have with this country, and for that matter, the planet, because this world economy that China is upending is basically the slavery economy that was built on the backs of our ancestors. And a lot of us tend to think that it's only the United States that was created off of that, but the entire world economy, New York Stock Exchange, S&P 500, all of these different stock markets were created on the backs of
the
our
city
ancestors.
Of London.
At City of London, you're absolutely
Bank of,
right.
Bank of International Settlement, yes.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say thank you for that. And I wanted to ask you, too, because I saw a clip today about violent clashes in Belgium regarding anti-austerity protests. And I wanted to know if you heard about that and if you can get into that for me. And thanks for taking
the call. Hey, brother, thank you. Yes, I will definitely. That is something that I want to we will do that on Thursday, only because of the interest of time. Very, very important. I want to thank you for sending me that, too, because as of lately, I've been really, really on the grind, and I haven't been really checking what was going on. But we need to talk about do me a favor. I want, brother, do some research on austerity measures. And then what I want to do, then we can come together. Look at where the there was the former, I think it was in 2010, 2011, the former FDIC chair or director said that austerity will definitely come to the United States. That's the last person that you ever want to talk about austerity. What in the world does the person of the federal deposits, I mean, the Federal Insurance Deposit Corporation, we need to be talking about austerity. Then quickly after that, she's removed from that position. And then also look at the austerity measures that have been perpetuated throughout the world. And I think you're going to find something. Uh-oh, this is how they're going to choke you with their deception. And so, yes, very, very relevant. And Belgium is very key and significant in so many ways, from this tyrannical displays of violence against, you know, Africa, to the establishment in the hub of the SWIFT middleman theft system and everything else that goes along with it all. Austerity measures is what is going to be used, and believe me, you need to hear it from us now before you feel it from their policies and procedures in the future. Alleviate yourself of that pain. So, okay, everyone, I just want to, Brother Russ, thank you for that. Let's do that Thursday, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, too.
We'll do that Thursday. Just do some of the research. I got your emails, man. And we need to talk offline, too, about those, man. Phenomenal. I just thank you for some of the emails that you have sent me to keep me abreast of what's going on right now as we move in, you know, move in the directions that I'm moving in. So I just sincerely thank you. So much love, much respect to you and to family, brother.
Same to you. Peace, good brother.
Okay. Now, everyone, I just want to say thank you for listening to Tando Radio Show. That's the show for the day. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, to make sure that you give a fortune. And before you ask for life, make sure that you give life. Much love, much respect. Talk to you soon.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the